This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with the observation that etymologically speaking, and in spite of how it is sometimes used in the vernacular, data is in fact the plural form of the word datum. So the proper construction for the top of the program on this Monday is the data this week are going to be important. Do not, however, take my word for it.
My name is David Vera. I'm a professor in the Department of Economics and Associate Dean at the Craig School of Business at Cal State University, Fresno.
My name is Nicole Servi. I'm an economist with Wells Fargo.
I think it's going to be for the Fed, and actually for economists in general, trying to drink from a fire hydrant. I mean, you're going to get a ton of data, and you're going to process that data.
I think that characterizes it well, especially when you're thinking about it in context of this past week where we had absolutely nothing. It feels like the fire hydrant is opening.
So a fire hydrant preview, if you will, in three parts.
So one of the things is we want to make sure that the economy is still growing. The growth is healthy, so it's not inflationary. So we're going to be looking at, of course, the GDP numbers.
GDP, gross domestic product, for which we will get an update on Wednesday. Our first reading last month, in case you don't recall, had this economy growing at an annual rate of 3.3%. Next.
Given the effect of Fed funds rate on the other rates in the economy, I actually will be looking at the real estate numbers, so the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index.
We get new home sales, and then we also get construction spending.
New home sales for January were, in fact, out today, up 1.5% from December, but that was less than expected. The all-important Case-Shiller Home Price Index comes out tomorrow. January construction spending comes on Friday, all of which is to say real estate, matters because
the consumer price index in January, one of the reasons that it surprised to the upside is because the shelter component was stronger than expected. And that's a product of some of what we've seen in terms of the housing market.
So that's item two. Now, last but absolutely not least.
Of the economic data that we're getting this week, what's the most important, maybe what's the most consequential for markets? It would probably be the personal income and spending report.
Within which one will find the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, PCE for short, as you know, the Fed's favored measure of inflation. The other inflation datum that gets a lot of attention, CPI, came in higher than expected at 3.1%.
And so let's say the same happens for the PCE deflator, you might see some movement because that's a sign that perhaps the Fed is not getting closer to that 2% inflation goal if inflation does come in stronger than expected.